Welcome to Fright Pub.
Wow.
An intoxicating horror movie podcast.
It feels like you had an orgasm but didn't have anything in the tank.
That was a very lackluster.
Just feels like
pop.
I guess it might have been really full. So it feels like it's really full.
I've been close enough to a penis that's going off to hear it, but I've heard that skeet skeet is like close.
Yeah, I don't like that.
If you're out of juice and you go, does it make a sound? Is it like
like an engine in an old like That's Mary hilarious. Melody's cartoon? With like the flat hilarious. Tires that all have patches on them, just
That's hilarious.
That's what happens. Anyway, I thought I'd get that out of the way so that the fans would know that we're a serious podcast.
Good. Because we're today, very, friends, very serious.
We're discussing 1974's The Beast Must Die. Kind of starring Peter Cushing? At least that's what they headlined with. They're like, Peter Cushing's in it. Come on. Come on, Dad.
I see it.
But he's not starring.
He's not the main character, but he got higher billing than his role, probably.
Right. Best supporting actor. I got so many fucking logistical problems with this movie.
Oh, okay.
Like,
ooh.
The fact is, okay, so spoilers right up front. I'm going to go ahead. Spoilers right up front. Here's what the movie is. The movie is a rich megajillionaire that may have slept his way to the top. We don't know. That's kind of given out. We don't know how
he made
his money.
Hunted his way to the top. That might be a euphemism.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. Anyway. He grew up in the projects or something, like in a bad place, in a bad neighborhood, and then like...
in a shanty town.
Worked his way out.
Yeah.
Somehow from a shanty town by shooting things. And then found a girl. I believe it was insinuated that he found a girl that took him to Miami and who was rich, and then they together became even more rich. Like he springboarded using her fortune into riches. Anyway,
yeah,
he
having trouble following the whole like, and then I went to Miami. And then like, he gave a backstory on like how he got...
It was the fucking Gnome South Park prophet. Yeah. First, find a girl from Miami. Then, step three, prophet.
Like, yeah, it was wild.
So, he brings together 1, 2, 3, 4, I think five guests, right?
I think five.
We've got Old Man TV.
Five, not counting the woman.
The hairiest the man. The wife. Darcinia Hall.
Davina.
Davina. Jam Band Mike. Right?
Eon?
Yeah, sure.
Hold on, stop.
Because I don't know
it's
anybody
Mr.
you're talking
TV,
about.
Mr. TV, Darcinia, Jam Band Mike,
Yon,
and the Hairy Cannibal.
Oh my gosh. Yon Foot. I don't remember his first name.
That's Michael Gambon.
Davina, Caroline.
That's the wife. And Mr. TV, Bridgerton.
Is it kind of remarkable to anybody how
Peter
Michael Gambon actually does kind of look the way they make... what's his name?
It's from Flight of the Conchords. Is that
no? Young Dumbledore.
He looks like Van Morrison too.
No, Young Dumbledore in the new Dumbledore movies, Secrets of Dumbledore.
Jude Law.
They made Jude Law look kind of like Michael Gambon's style in this movie.
I'd like to take a moment and realize that you guys fucking make fun of me continuously for fucking up names, and you came to me.
I did come to you.
Put your hand on my arm and was like, who's the guy I'm thinking of? And I nailed it.
Well, yeah, because you know how my brain works.
Just saying.
And then Bennington? Was his name Bennington?
Mr. TV was Bennington.
Who's Mr. TV?
Bennington. The guy with the suit.
Oh, why is he Mr. TV?
Because he was from a television show.
Oh.
No, he wasn't. He was a diplomat, right? And he was from a TV show. And then like some of his guards and attachés went missing. And then...
Well, he was a diplomat.
That's it. Right.
Yeah, that's
a diplomat.
Like being
he wasn't
on
Mr. TV. He just looked like
so
a fucking TV show fucking host.
It was
like.
Five, not counting...
Caroline
or Tom.
Got it. So, this billionaire invites these four motherfuckers, five, over to his house. But before we even get there, he's running around the woods to prove to himself and to others that... no one could go anywhere in his vast estate without him knowing exactly where the fuck they are at all times.
Right.
Right? Period.
He's using himself as the bait. He's like, right. Look, if I can't get through this, then a werewolf has no chance.
No one would have any chance. Like, we know exactly where the fuck
they are. There's microphones, right, there's cameras.
That's so true. And then we never saw those soldiers again.
Ever again.
I don't think the soldiers were meant to stay.
They were
just hunting him.
Yes, to prove it.
Oh, so they were serving as the werewolves.
Right.
Well, no, he was serving as the werewolf.
And the other four were serving as hunters.
They were hunting him.
Well, he should have kept them because he was a terrible shot.
Yeah, greatest hunter ever? Sure.
Okay. Like, right?
They talk up his hunting game a lot.
Easy, Craven.
Wow.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, it was bad.
So
really bad. He set a helicopter on fire.
Right.
He looked like a stormtrooper.
He did. Pew, pew, pew. So then he invites these people over, sits them all down, and says, "Listen, I've invited you all here because you have checkered pasts. This feels like the beginning of Clue. You there, Mr. Diplomat Bridgerton, you have attachés that have gone missing. Ha-ha! You there, Jude Law, you have had various people in different European cities go missing. And you, Davinia. And then you, Cannibal Man."
Like, well, Davinia, like her, right. Like she goes to parties, and every time she goes to a party, people die.
Right. Stop inviting that bitch.
Okay.
Right.
Because I was wondering, though, that's true. Because I was like, I was like, so what? So he just like kind of caught bad vibes from these people.
Caught bad vibes. And then there's a man who was in medical school, and then it got out that he and like 9 other kids decided to eat a cadaver.
And he went to jail for it.
Yeah. For cannibalism.
Yeah.
And so obviously it's like, oh, okay, so now what? And you know what's coming. He says, one of you is a werewolf, but we don't know who. This is where I'm willing to believe everything else, but this is where I'm like, wait a minute. You know one of these people is a werewolf?
Not you just a serial killer.
One of these people is a werewolf.
You have to be a werewolf. Because I know werewolves are real.
And you know how I know it? Peter Cushing's here. He's a werewolf expert. And he told me one of you is probably a werewolf. And at that point, I'm just like, okay. The only reasonable thing to do here is to jump him right now, all of us, and then leave. Because even if only one of us is just a serial killer, what if he gets that wrong too and decides to just murder everyone here until we've found out that there's no such thing as werewolves? I'm out. Deuces. Bye. Good day.
Shaggy, why did you add this movie to the list?
I added this movie to the list because I think werewolves are the scariest things. I think because it tracks to my inner paranoia that they're all coming to get me. Which paranoia is just a reflection of egotism, right? Like, I'm so important that they're coming to get me. No one cares. No one's actually coming to get me. I don't think I'm important enough to get, to be honest with you. I wish I was important enough for people to be conspiring to take me down. That sounds rad. I would be important then, right? But regardless, the idea that the people that you trust and love could at any moment turn into a feral beast and kill you for no reason. And it doesn't matter if they love you or if they don't love you or if they're your family or if you just met them or if they're a stranger or if they're someone you trust, they could kill you at any moment. I think that's terrifying. I think that has a lot to do, honestly, with more of my background, but that's a question for therapy. But yeah, that's why I added it.
How'd
I think werewolves
you know
are the scariest
about this
things.
Movie?
I saw something that said the 10 scariest werewolf movies of all Smashersmer.
No, it was not on that list.
There's no way it's on
I
that list.
I googled werewolf movies.
Okay.
And then put down any movie we hadn't put
this
down.
This is much more like a 10 werewolf movies I promise you haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
Like, either way, Orson Welles and Peter Cushing were in it, and I was like, all right.
Orson Welles is not...
No.
That's the voice. Orson Welles is the voice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's Orson Welles?
That's Orson Welles.
I mean, he could do a lot of voices, but that wasn't his regular Orson Welles voice.
No, that was him, man. Look it up.
I'm going to.
You know what? Don't. Just take my word for it. I've already won because you're looking it up.
That's right. That is in no way.
I'm already
that can't
winning.
Be.
All you people at home are like, ooh, Shaggy's probably wrong, but I'm willing to take a chance.
That was trippy watching the beginning of this movie and like the
oh my
or
God.
Just any movie because it's like well, that's
Wait,
like this
it's
because
trippy. Okay.
No, hold on. That's like this because it's like it was we
Valentin Dial.
Yeah,
that's his stage name.
Well, no,
that's this character.
Is there a picture of Valentin Dial?
Yeah, and it's decidedly not Orson Welles.
That is the fakest picture I've ever seen. That's Orson Welles.
That is not Orson Welles. Orson Welles never did anything for no credit.
How would you... ooh, that's the only thing you got me on. We could say he's like a master of disguise and all kinds of other shit, but no. No, he would definitely eventually
be like...
And it's me, Gordon Fisherman's Orson Welles.
But so they had the writing on the screen and somebody speaking the writing on the screen, and we had subtitles going. So it was just
that's hilarious. That'd be weird.
The beginning was a lot.
Speaking of the beginning being a lot, can we talk real quick about the best part of this movie, which was the intro soundtrack of Austin Powers' Werewolf Mystery?
It's like, well, no, it wasn't even Austin Powers. It was like
jazz flute. It just was going a hard.
Weird, like what? Almost like the British interpretation of like what music would be playing in a blaxploitation.
Yeah.
Kind of like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I was getting very like primetime TV series.
I got some jazz.
I was getting
flute
that 70, like that not quite nasty guitar.
Not quite. Wait, what's nasty guitar?
It was. It's not nasty guitar. It was like ill-mannered guitar.
Instead, it was like bounce, chicka,
bounce. Yeah.
Bump. Excuse me.
Beg your pardon.
Beg your pardon. Chow.
Should we talk about what we're drinking?
Yes.
Now that I've finished the LDZ drink, pretty
delicious.
Much
delicious. I haven't. I'm halfway through, but I made shots. We all took one earlier. I made something called the Werewolf's Bite, which is half grenadine, and then you layer pineapple juice, Sprite, and Midori.
So it doesn't have much of a bite to this one.
Super no, it's actually though. it's the softest thing ever. It's like
it's the werewolf's
like
nibble.
The werewolf's nibble. Werewolf's like,
like werewolves sucking on your earlobes.
Holy shit, she's a werewolf! Like, fuck!
Wouldn't that be awesome if werewolves just like nibbled on your earlobes? You're like, ooh, I'm a werewolf now.
I must now nibble on people's. That sounds like how we got the human race. It's just like, I've had people nibble on my earlobes, and I know it feels great, and I want whoever I'm with to feel great. So you know what I'm going to do? Give
nibble
them lycanthropy. It's just turn them into a werewolf. I mean, right? If it feels good, do it to someone else. I mean, with consent.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the thing that's missing in the whole werewolf mantra.
I have what's called fatal bite.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's terrible. But it's just not my thing. For people who like this kind of stuff, it's probably delicious. It's a sour ale.
Fuck.
Which I don't like that.
Fucking hate sour ale.
With cherry, raspberry, cranberry, and blueberry. I had a feeling I wasn't going to like it. So my backup is Blue Moonlight Sky.
Blue Moon.
You know just what I was there for, what I was saying a prayer for.
I know that right now you're having a good time, and that's what matters.
I know. Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, got a dream in my heart.
No one should listen to us.
Nobody. Okay, so I went down to Lawrenceville Distilling Company.
At least listen to this part.
Yes.
Definitely.
So that you can have a good drink.
LDC. Yes. LDC.
And I have a delicious beverage.
Very delicious.
That is, so they have a new, it's not out yet.
What the fuck?
They have a new absinthe that they're dropping.
Oh my God.
It's a white absinthe. It is their 1129 Ridge Avenue Absinthe Blanc.
Blanc.
Oh.
Blanc.
Blanc obs.
So it's not available yet. They're making
them?
More.
Can you make it a portmanteau? Is it a blabsinthe?
You could, I suppose. No.
I know what that means now.
Yeah, you do.
A blabsinthe?
No, portmanteau.
Portmanteau.
Oh, got
I
it.
I learned things from here.
Dead man's toe.
So, yeah,
dead man's toe. Dead man's toe. It's from Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
It's their white absinthe, lime cordial,
blabsinthe.
Some water. Mint and cucumber.
It's good as hell.
It's real delicious. Wow. This is called The very, Beast is a German Shepherd.
Very refreshing.
It was. What the shit?
Because the beast was a German Shepherd.
We couldn't. What did we spend this all on Peter Cushing?
They did not have money for anything else, so they just got a German Shepherd.
They put a lion's mane on a German Shepherd
they
and said,
did
go
that.
Get him.
Yep.
Go get him, boy.
Somebody needs kisses.
I don't know, man. Okay.
What? Were you scared?
German Shepherds do scare me. That's like the one dog that, yeah.
Isn't that like, that's what they're there for, though, is to be intimidating.
Hmm. Yeah. No, it's not the one dog, though. No, and you know what? I've never been attacked or bitten by a German Shepherd. Chihuahuas, absolutely.
When I was three, I was chased by a German Shepherd. I'm pretty sure it wanted to just lick my face off. But
love you!
But I did not know that, and I ran very fast.
I have been bitten by a yellow lab and a Dalmatian. Fuck Dalmatians. Mm. Those dogs are assholes.
And mean. Yeah, Dalmatians are mean.
Sorry if you have a Dalmatian.
I'm not. You deserve it.
I'm sorry that you have a Dalmatian.
Yeah, shit.
But yeah, no, this beverage is absolutely delicious. And once they have the white absinthe on the menu, this is probably going to be a menu drink for them.
I'll
very
have good. One blabsinthe, please.
And they listen to the podcast, so they'll know what you're talking about.
I'll have a blabsinthe.
Blabsinthe.
A blabsinthe.
I don't know if that works. But
it's working for me.
But yeah, thanks, guys.
Yes, it's delicious. I already drank it. It's
delicious. Gone.
What is this mint?
I'm halfway done.
It is mint and then cucumber is the garnish.
Mint's in season.
Is it?
It is right now. It's blooming all over what's left of my house.
It didn't burn the mint?
Just, no.
The mint is still
the
there.
The mint was fine.
It's invasive. Mint will just stop whatever the fuck's going on in your garden and be like, we're growing here now. You can go to
what if you wanted to grow so mint?
Funny. Go ahead. All you gotta do is just throw some down, and there it goes.
Poof.
It's really funny.
The audacity of mint to be in everything. You know what I'm good in? Toothpaste and ice cream,
and chewing gum,
and whiskey.
It's also a good compliment to gin.
It is
absinthe. It's true. Absinthe is also no mint. Mint is a good.
You had a stronk?
Jeez.
I'm having a stronk. Call the blabulance.
I might have had two of these.
Let's talk about this movie again.
I loved the opening of this movie.
I did too.
This is.
You liked like the
it
the fucking,
opened up and it was so dumb.
The first blood Rambo bullshit where he's just like
no, I mean like even before that when it's just like the movie you're about to watch.
Yeah.
Is a detective story.
Right, that was fun.
But you're the detective.
Yeah,
figure out who's the werewolf.
And it's going to be up to you to figure out not who the killer is, but who is the werewolf. And I'm just like
which is also the killer, so
I am here for this. Same, this is so same. Fucking stupid.
But
I
mean,
can't wait.
You don't need to do that. You don't.
I know. That's why it's stupid.
But you could kind of tell from the cover anyway. Like,
and when, from far enough away, it looks like there's a wolf in the moon wearing glasses. Does he look like he's wearing glasses? Like old timey glasses,
maybe.
Too. Like, from far away? No, just me. He looked maybe. Like a Muppet. He looked like, hello, I'm Uncle Werewolf, and I'll be telling you a story.
He does look like a Muppet. That is very true. He
doesn't look like a German Shepherd.
No, does not.
A story about how looks Jim Henson like a terrier, turned me into an anything. Unholy monster. I was made in a workshop.
Which terriers can also be nasty.
That's how...
Told him to make me a bride!
That's how Tom speaks through most of the movie. It's like, yes! Like, it's... Yes. He's got very, like... His inflections were so weird.
Now!
And it's just like, yes, one of you is a werewolf. And I'm like, is it you? Are you...
I think that was the red secret? Herring. The red herring at front was like, I bet it's him. I bet because
like he might be a werewolf.
Who would bring all these people together and be like, because one, no, because I started thinking like he's obviously, how would he know that these people, that one of them is? How would he know he got the right fucking
ones? And at one point I thought it was him, but he didn't know.
Mm,
but he
interesting.
Said, I mean, wouldn't he say that though? Wouldn't he say like, oh, I don't know.
No, but she's saying that he didn't realize
that he was
the werewolf.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't know.
No.
I thought he was and did know and was like, no one's going to miss you motherfuckers. So I guess I'll just pick you off one at a time.
I thought that at one point too, but then when it was revealed right after the werewolf break, I think, like when they were finally like going through and doing everything again.
After the werewolf break?
I'm sorry. She's correct. At the end? She's correct. Because at the beginning, the dude said, watch for the werewolf break. And then I was like, what? And then we went. So she's correct. Keep going. I'm sorry.
So after the werewolf break, when they were doing like the candelabra and stuff again and the silver and whatever, I was, because he's the only one who didn't hold the candlestick.
Yeah.
So at that point, that's when I was like, oh, I wonder if it's him and he just doesn't know.
The red. We did three different things to prove who was a werewolf. The first was hold this candlestick.
Yes.
Everyone passed.
Then it was suck my bullets.
No, then it was like be in the same room as this wolf's bane and not be allergic. And then it was suck, put my bullets in your mouth.
Suck my bullets!
Suck my bullets. Later it's put like the only person that can make me come is not a werewolf. Like, that's next. Like, this is getting worse. Like, my sperm is laced with silver. Like... So.
Because Jan did hold the candlestick, right?
He held it the first time, but not the second time.
And then they gave
right because they didn't get to him
because the
explanation
you needed
like,
the spores to make them like susceptible to the silver.
Right, the wolf's bane makes you ready to be allergic to silver, and then you touch the silver and you die so quick.
But yeah, well, I mean that was a question I had while I was watching it. I was like, so wait. Can they not touch silver when they're not being wolfy?
It doesn't make sense. We're changing. Again, like you said, werewolves don't have
lore.
A lore until the movie The Werewolf, right?
Yeah, 1940.
So, right. So it changes. It's a hodgepodge mismatch. Like, we bend the rules continuously. Like, silver can kill a werewolf, but we never said they can't touch it.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they're scared of it. Oh, I'm scared of the silver. Like, okay, they're scared of the silver, but not like...
You're scared of the claw.
You're scared of the claw. Like, vampires are scared of the cross because they're unholy and they recognize that, but werewolves wouldn't see silver and go, roll, Rocky.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, then, like, the whole vampires don't have reflections is because there's silver in the mirror. Why does that not work on a werewolf? Well, why do werewolves have reflections?
Again,
well, nothing. And okay, so how did they phrase it? It was like the third day of the full moon or something. Like, that's not how full moons work.
It kind of is.
Okay.
Like, full moons, it isn't, there's like, I think 3 days where the full moon counts.
Okay.
As far as like how, now, I don't think it's always divvied up perfectly over like the course of three consecutive nights.
Oh, really?
Like, because like, I mean, if you think about it, it's all the relation of the moon and the sun and the earth and
like
everything.
The eclipse. The eclipse started at 2, it ended at 4:30. But if you didn't go out at like 3:10, you'd have been like, I guess whatever.
Yeah, so right. Like there it might be like maybe the full moon started at noon.
Okay.
And so but you wouldn't really see it counting like the moon's always up there, so I don't know why werewolves are all like picky
about it being dark out.
Yeah, it has to be dark out in the moonlight. Like,
that's
is
a good
it the
point
moonlight?
Too.
Is it?
Or is it just like that's when they? Well, yeah, no, right? Like they can't really decide when to turn.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, also, like if the moon goes behind a cloud, do they stop?
And also, another part of the lore: eventually, you'll just die. Like. Peter Cushing says it's a virus and eventually it will just kill you anyway.
Yeah.
Like, eventually being a werewolf, you'll just die being a werewolf.
In this mythos.
In this mythos, you'll just die. So
it sounds a lot like an STD in this mythos.
Right. And like, or like vampirism a
well,
little
because
bit, right?
The way
too,
he's talking about it is that it almost attacks your immune system.
Right. And like, she didn't even get, Caroline didn't even get bit.
No, she just got blood
in
her
a
cut.
Wound. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, like AIDS. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, STD.
But pre-AIDS, yeah. I guess. Or
right.
Pre-us recognizing AIDS.
Mm. Werewolf AIDS.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Interesting.
Infinitely cooler.
No.
I liked how...
You get to be a werewolf.
I liked how they... did the misleading stuff. I thought personally it was well thought out. I liked because every time I was getting angry about it, they addressed it. Like, Caroline was the first werewolf.
Right.
But then I was like, no, because we saw her when we saw the other werewolf. And so
that's when I started thinking that they were all werewolves.
Okay. But so did you all get it right? Did you get?
I no. did.
You did think it was Jan?
Well, I didn't think it was Jan. I thought it was Michael Gambon. Like, we're watching the opening credits and I see Michael Gambon and I'm like, I bet it's Michael Gambon. Michael Gambon's totally that werewolf.
Done. And then the thing is, as soon as he's like, one of you is a werewolf and eventually I'll find you and kill you. All right. No one's allowed to leave. Ciao.
And Michael Gambon leaves.
And then like John jumps in the nearest available vehicle and says, fuck this, and drives away.
In the worst, stupidest car chase ever committed to film.
So bad. Like,
this makes the Striking Distance car chase so much better.
To the point that eventually we don't just say, like, he doesn't topple him over or hit him. He just stops the car and gets out and says, well, you got me.
But here's the funny part. He's following him, right? He's following him along in his Land Rover or sure, whatever it is yeah. that he's driving. So he's following him and he's like, oh, I'm not catching up enough. So he takes his special shortcuts. It's his land. He knows the area. He knows all the paths through the woods. So this makes perfect sense.
Sure.
Except he does this like 7 times. And each time he comes back out in the exact same like distance that he was behind him before. He like never cuts him off until the very end. And I'm just like, why did you try to take that shortcut?
The thrill of the hunt.
That's not a good shortcut.
The thrill of the hunt.
But it's not a good shortcut. You know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't understand. You're not a hunter.
Like, he's like 20 feet behind him and he's like, I know what I'll do. I'll cut him off at the pass. And he's like, neither one of these guys are driving very fast, but he like goes over terrain trying to catch him at the next one. And then like it was the plan all along, he comes back out like 20 feet behind him again. And I don't understand. They kept that up for a very long time.
It was a very long time. I checked out a little bit. But no, I was going to say, so at first I thought it was Davina, because the way she looked at that fucking steak.
I thought it was Davina too. I looked at her and I was like, I bet it's you, hot girl.
Or Peter Cushing.
Yeah, because it's Peter Cushing.
Well, and I was like, ooh, you know, the werewolf expert.
Werewolf expert. And also, it was weird that he was rubbing the bullets before he sucked them.
Yeah, but I'm sure that was meant to be.
He wiped them off with
it. It looked like a sleight of hand bit.
It did.
I'll just put this bullet in the handkerchief, you see?
But I thought it was him before then. Like, during the werewolf break, I was like, It's
well, the werewolf
Davina
break was after that, right?
Or, no, it was before.
I thought the werewolf break was after they all sucked bullets before the werewolf
break. Did they? Okay.
I like the idea that at that time the werewolf goes and has a cigarette. It's the werewolf break.
It's the werewolf break.
He's just like, you know what? I need 5.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so, but even before he did the wiping of the bullet, I did think it was him. I thought it was either Davina or Peter Cushing. And then after that, and then when it was Caroline, I was like, oh, I bet it's Tom.
I did think it might have been Caroline before the scene where we see her and the werewolf together.
Yeah.
And then when it was her, I was like... Something funny is going on, or this is just a much worse movie than I thought it was.
I was like that too. And then I got mad and I was like, they better address this. And then they did. And then it was Jan. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be Foot Guy. I don't remember his first name.
Which one's Harry the Foot Cannibal. Guy?
No, his name, his last name is Foot. Hold
Paul?
On.
Paul?
Michael
Paul
Gammon.
Foot, yes. Paul.
The Foot Guy.
The Foot Guy.
The Harry Cannibal. I call him the Harry Cannibal because at a certain point they're like, you all do have an awful lot of hair on you. And they're and I'm just like, God, wow. Y'all.
I love when he was like, you know, I wish I could remember if his hands were always that hairy.
And it's like
and I was like, you know, now that you mention it, I wish I could remember that too. Like, thank
that's
you.
That's what the fuck.
Thanks, Tom.
Like, what? That's real fucked up, Tom. And but also,
does everybody have hair on the back of their hands?
Someone else was just like, it's a sign of masculinity. And it's like, not that hairy. It's not. Something's going on. He needs a clipper.
But so I thought they did a good job of misleading the audience in a way that made sense, but then also because like Caroline wasn't like they acknowledge, I feel, in the movie that it's like, Caroline's a werewolf, but that's okay. Like, you're not going to get that one. Mm. And then addressed it as being Jan, which made total sense. You know, like, and I thought that that was good. I thought they did a good job of planting all the seeds and, like, it made sense. You know, because I really hate movies where, because I feel like a lot of movies do like what they did with Caroline, but then that's it.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you're like, no, that's fucked up. Like, right. That's not okay. Like, that's an unsolvable puzzle, and I don't like it.
And I hate you for
the,
it.
Yeah. The thing that I thought was interesting and also bad was there was a point, and this kind of led me further down into the they're all werewolves
okay.
idea, was there was some terrible editing during his last confrontation in the woods with the wolf, where it looked like there was more than one wolf that he was having the standoff with.
Oh.
I agree.
Like, he was watching the wolf, and the wolf was watching him, mm-hmm. and then the wolf jumped, but it looked like it was coming from a different direction, and I was like, yeah, oh, yeah. Did they just velociraptor him? Like, are they all werewolves? Is this werewolf Peter Cushing?
Yeah.
And, like, the hair didn't look the same. Like, it looked like it was a different color wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did not like the standoff with the wolf. I thought it was so stupid. I just didn't. And he was just such a terrible shot. And
yeah, it's like, how is he famous for, if there's something that's been alive on this earth, Tom's shot it.
Does that mean people? Does that mean you've shot people, Tom?
Yeah. He's
that's murder.
He's definitely shot people.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Well, yeah, no, that's the thing. What did you say the quote was? If there's
something alive on this earth, Tom's shot it.
Okay, like, I think, but it not was aimed like, for it.
Yeah. Right. Or actually killed
he
it.
He shot, I mean, everything, not but not what he was aiming for. Like, yeah.
He shot that thing, but he was aiming over here. Yeah, he shot that, but he was still aiming
to
that
borrow
thing.
The line
he shot
from
everything
Bull...
alive because he missed all the other things.
Right, yeah.
Borrow the line from Bull Durham. He couldn't hit water if he fell off a fucking boat.
It like, was bad. It was so bad.
He fell off the boat.
Like, he's shooting everywhere. Like you said, he blew up a helicopter with a gun.
Yeah.
That was parked. He blew up a parked helicopter with a gun.
That is impressive. I'm not going to lie. I mean, that's to blow up a helicopter with a shot. Just
clearly, he couldn't do that if he was trying.
No.
No, he would shoot the werewolf. Wouldn't you know at a certain point? Wouldn't you be like, I know, I'll aim for the helicopter.
Yeah, I just need to not aim for
that way. I'll definitely
shoot myself and then I'll hit you. Like, that's the big twist is he's not actually dead at the end.
Oh my gosh, he missed.
He missed.
Ah.
Put a loaded rifle in his mouth. Pulled the trigger and missed.
I guess my thing is, like, Peter Cushing's like, oh no, come on, Davinia, come on inside this mansion with me. It'll all be all right. Tom's just going to kill himself on the foyer. One moment. Anyway, Davinia, now that I've got you alone, like, I mean, it just seems like...
Peter Cushing's getting it.
Oh, yeah. That's, I mean, this
trauma
response.
Well, I mean, Davina's available now.
It's true. Well, wasn't she available before? Or
well,
who was she with?
She was with Jan, yeah.
They weren't together, though. They
no,
were just kind
and
of
that
like...
was really funny, because it was like, she was way more broken up with Tom being a werewolf than finding out that Jan had died. Like, so that was interesting. But
well,
no,
because
I don't
Tom
think they
wasn't
were...
a werewolf before.
Fair.
Whereas, like, Jan was always secret werewolf.
Fair. But yeah, so like, yeah, I didn't get the impression that Jan and Davina, you're doing it to me. Jan and Davina were together before like this.
No, like they knew each other.
Yeah, but they were just
maybe like had passing flirtations.
Were they doing it in like the crypt? Is that where they were at a certain point?
They did
they
go
were, like,
off
out
and,
in the field or something.
Yeah. What was that weird place? Was that a field or was that a building that they went to later where they sat down and started playing piano?
I don't
like,
know.
Jan sits down to play piano.
I thought that was just like
a room
parlor.
In the house.
Okay, the parlor. Because I never caught the scene in which they were in the woods and then they walk in the parlor. And it was so close together, I thought they walked into a separate building. But I guess.
No, all the separate buildings are like weird dilapidated barns
and
shit.
Yeah.
Because they were like outside of a weird shed or whatever, but
dilapidated barn parlor.
And also,
let's name my next band.
There were some very bad attempts on Tom's life. Very like haphazard shit. How are you going to stab a dude in the back of the neck with a pitchfork and not kill him?
Yeah, pick it the fuck back up and do it again.
Yeah, like you've got him pinned down by the neck with a pitchfork and you're just going to run away?
You put your foot on his neck and then you pick it
but
up.
But who
and
was
do it
doing
again.
That? That was Jan.
That would have been Jan.
Jan.
So as not a werewolf. Okay.
Yeah, Jan is not a werewolf.
Even though he is.
Well, as not, as a, werewolf. Not a werewolf. Not in his wolf form.
Currently appearing as not a werewolf.
Yes, wolves have no opposable thumbs.
Well.
So.
Fine.
But this was just really fun. Like, this was like the choose your own adventure version.
It was so dumb. And it was, but like, not in an offensive way. It was inoffensively dumb. Kind of enjoyable.
Aww. I'm trying to figure out. So I have release. I don't know. I couldn't really find reception. I don't know. So
it's release data and reception data.
Yes.
So there's an alternative
cut. I found release, but I had no reception.
I didn't think she gave closure.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Critical reception. So here, there's an alternative cut called where the
Beast Must
werewolf
live.
Break is omitted.
No werewolf break.
And that one's called Black Werewolf.
Wait a
right?
minute.
Right?
Wait a minute.
Don't love that.
Oh, no. This especially is a secret blaxploitation film.
Well, and also it kind of gives away the ending, right?
But he's not a werewolf.
He is at the end. At well, the ver- that's
he never
true.
Gets,
he never
he
gets
kills
there.
Himself
he kills
himself
before
he,
before,
like,
yeah.
becomes a werewolf.
So there is a section here where it talks about the critical reception, but it really just says about how the director hated the werewolf break.
Oh, I love the werewolf
I did
break.
Too.
It was they the best
up,
part.
They put up a 30-second timer and everything.
It's what set this movie apart. It's what makes it different
and
fun.
But the funny thing is they give you a 60-second clock and only give you 30 seconds on the timer. I was like, you didn't need the other half of that clock there.
Yeah, it's like they didn't know how to do it so that it would go all the way around in 30 seconds. But the director is quoted as saying, "What can I say about it? I hated it. It stopped the film stone dead, and I thought it was completely artificial and unnecessary."
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, that's the point. That's what made your movie different.
Artificial and unnecessary. Yeah, dude, just go with it. Embrace the different. Embrace it.
Who's our movie? I don't know. Sometimes Wikipedia is not the best. Yeah, I mean, The Beast Must Die is an interesting, if lightweight, horror mystery hybrid from the studio. I mean,
what studio did this?
I agree. That's a
something
good question.
Funny. Something that I'd never heard of it before.
Let's see,
like Century Pictures or something.
Yeah, obviously
Amicus,
British.
Amicus Productions.
Amicus.
Like The Brief.
Yeah, British. So production company, Amicus Productions. Oh, wait. Distributed by British Lion Films, Cinerama Releasing Corporation.
Cinerama, that's why. Because this big C came on and I was like, is this motherfucker Criterion? They'll let anybody in.
Well,
shit.
I mean, officially, Armageddon is in the Criterion collection.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
like,
not
it
their
would,
proudest moment.
At a certain point, I've stopped becoming like, oh, Criterion, this is an important film. Now I'm just like, really? This one too? Like, shit. Here, I found this on the floor. Put it in the collection. Like, what the fuck? That's right. I'm coming for you, Criterion collection, here on the podcast.
Not a very long movie. Always like that. Where'd y'all see this? I watched this on Tubi. There were commercials.
I also watched it on Tubi.
And there were commercials.
I paid money.
How do you feel about that?
I paid it on Prime Video.
Okay. See, I didn't even try for Prime because it said that it was like a premium subscription. But you could get it if you paid. Mm. I don't hate commercials when I'm watching movies like this. I mean,
you can take your time and be like, huh, gotta calm down for a minute.
No, yeah, I mean, I appreciate the breaks. I don't know, but I mean, this movie didn't really need it. I don't think I would have had trouble.
Sometimes I appreciate the breaks when it's a movie that's so bad that the commercials are better.
Yeah, yeah.
This was not necessarily the case with that. Like, I didn't need the commercials, but...
Well, and it was like, I thought it was almost over, and then they did like one last commercial break. I was like, ah, oh, fuck, really?
The commercial breaks at least made sense.
They did.
On Tubi.
Yeah, they did. Sometimes.
So good job, like, Tubi. Yeah. It was like between scenes where it made sense for there to be a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was free.
I had to download Tubi. I didn't.
Did you?
Yeah, I'd never used Tubi before, so this was a first.
I don't hate it. I like Tubi. It's usually they have the stuff has commercials, so it's like one of my last resorts for things. We watched something else on Tubi that I can't remember what
was.
Was it not to be?
Yeah.
Oh man, we're getting into that part of the night.
Yeah. I thought you'd like it. I have a last call, but it's not actually about this movie.
What?
Okay.
It's, well, so this movie, while I was watching it, reminded me of two different movies.
Okay.
I would now like to review them.
Yeah, it would be great. We should talk about them. Actually, one of them we probably could, maybe, but Shaggy would yell at me. Because they're both comedies.
Okay.
From the 80s. One, it reminded me a lot of Clue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Right?
We talked about that.
Yeah. Like, there's some strong Clue energy going on. But also a Gene Wilder, Gilda Radner, Dom DeLuise movie.
Yes!
Called Haunted Honeymoon.
So good!
From 1986.
I wouldn't know
I realized that, Gene Wilder and Gilda Radner were ever in a movie together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, that's the one. It's not great, but it's fun.
What are we talking
it's
about?
Fine.
It's amazing.
But, you know, we could talk about it on the podcast.
Dom DeLuise is in it?
Dom DeLuise is in it. Yeah.
The wind has pith.
As the aunt.
His pith.
He's the elderly widow.
And it's hilarious.
But
this is horror comedy.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised Mel Brooks didn't direct that.
The thing that reminded me of it so much is there's a legit scene where, like, she has everybody there at the dinner table, and at the end of the meal, she says, "I know one of you is a werewolf, and I want you to know, whoever among you it is, you are preying on the fears of an old woman, and may God strike you dead." And then, like, hides her face in the handkerchief dramatically for a minute, and then looks up and is like, "Now let's go have coffee and dessert in the parlor." And then, like, just gets up and leaves. And, that's all I could think of during his big speech, where he's like, "One of you is a werewolf." And I'm just like, I like Dom DeLuise better.
So, who do you want this to be, one of yours?
Haunted Honeymoon, dude? Come on.
Yeah, I'll take it. Right. Yeah. Dude, but I just want us to all remember after we watch it that Shaggy approved.
Yeah, 100%.
And so he's not allowed to yell at me for putting a comedy on the list.
It's a horror comedy.
It's a horror comedy. It says right there.
Yeah, but he's yelled at me for that before.
Yeah, yeah. What are we doing the shadows? You're funny about the horror comedy
stuff. What
we do
in the shadows isn't ever scary at all.
Neither is Haunted Honeymoon.
That's not true.
It's decidedly true.
When I was 8, I was a little afraid.
Okay, so that's the deciding factor.
Is whether Shaggy was scared when he was 8.
No. Is whether Shaggy watched it when he was 8.
Yes.
So if it's a horror comedy that Shaggy watched when he was 8, it's permitted.
Yeah, he also, I mean, we found other problems with it, but we also, I got yelled at for Love at First Bite. For it not being a horror movie enough. Because it was more of a comedy.
I don't know. Now that I think back on it, now that I realize that it's actually just Donald Trump, I think. Isn't Nick Cage?
No,
just
not
Donald
Vampire's
Trump-y?
Kiss.
No, not Vampire's Kiss.
Love at First Bite with a black chicken.
Oh, the racist one? Yeah.
Yeah, but that wasn't why you yelled at me. You yelled at me because it was a comedy and not a horror movie.
At no point was it ever scary.
That's because it's a horror comedy.
Horror comedies are supposed to
Haunted Honeymoon
comedy
will be in no way, shape, or form.
Not to be a pretentious douchebag, but does it speak to the language of horror? Like, what? Like, fucking, like, right, okay, at least what we do in the shadows was this is like literally painting with a broad brush. At a certain point, you were fucking terrified of the Nosferatu in the basement, right? Right? But like,
I'm just saying, Haunted Honeymoon is more in the realm of Young Frankenstein.
I think that Haunted Honeymoon is scarier than Young Frankenstein.
I think that's because you were 8 when you saw it.
We're going to find out. I was 8 when I saw Young Frankenstein.
I don't know if Young Frankenstein is billed as anything horror.
They're a wolf.
Young Frankenstein is billed as comedy horror.
Comedy horror or horror comedy?
Ah, Haunted Honeymoon is horror comedy.
There
Young Frankenstein is comedy horror.
There you go. I win again.
Haunted Honeymoon actually reuses jokes from Young Frankenstein.
Well, you know, can't beat a classic. Why am I now defending the movie you picked?
I didn't I didn't necessarily pick it. I brought
Wait,
it up.
No.
I'm claiming it.
Right. So that's your baby.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's your baby now.
Right.
This you Hog and it. Honeymoon is Liam's favorite movie.
Well, you claimed it. That's all this you said, that's mine.
This is where it's going. We're just going to spiral on down until this is my favorite movie of all time.
I'm not saying it's your favorite movie. You said that.
You're not saying it now.
You said will. It. No, why would I say it? You said it. You just did. Liam said this is his favorite movie on a show.
No, I said
one time.
You're going to say it's my favorite movie.
Why would I say that?
To fuck with me.
Unless it was true. I don't have any last calls other
Are
than
you
this
sure?
is fun. I like messing with Leah. Lauren?
I don't think I do either. Yeah, no, I think we talked about everything.
Ratings!
Why are you looking at me?
2.
Really?
I'm gonna give it 2.
Oh. I'm gonna give it 2.
Would you like to talk more about that?
1's for Peter Cushing.
Cool. Right. Gotta love Peter Cushing.
All right. And 1 is for what I thought was gonna be a fantastic movie and just never appeared. Like, I was just waiting for it. It was like, yeah, he's climbing the. Ooh, it's a super spot. Ooh, they're hunting him. Maybe he's a secret werewolf and like he has to go through and the man's keeping him down. Like whatever's going on here. Like they're going to fucking try and kill him, but he's the werewolf. And so they're like, they use him as bait and continuously. Fuck. And then he's like, nope, I'm the greatest hunter ever that slept his way to the top. And you know what? I found 5 people I think might be a werewolf. I don't know which or who or if they really are, but I've drawn them here and they can't leave until one of them's dead. This is all above board. And I'm like, got it. Eat the rich.
I have another last call that I forgot about.
I actually might have another. I might have a last call too.
We might have the same last call.
Okay.
We've given very short shrift.
Yep.
To the dude in the attic. Guy in the chair.
Yeah.
Pavel or something. He was like, his name is like Pavel, but he was saying it funny.
Well, when you're paying that much, you say your name however you want.
Well, they're British, so.
I'm Pavel. My name is
But
Picasso.
Yeah, I know that was what I was going to say too. Yeah, we never even mentioned
chair,
him.
Like we should have made, he's the first one to die.
Yeah.
He really didn't deserve it. Mm. That werewolf was way smarter than it should have been.
Oh my God, yeah.
To realize it's like, oh, I know exactly where the guy in the chair is, obviously.
Right.
Like, what?
He's just like he's in the walls. He's in the goddamn walls.
And here's the thing, and this is why I thought that he was going to be important. In a way that he proved not to be. There was a clue that I was waiting for.
Okay.
That would have validated his death to me.
Okay.
And it never came.
Mm.
Nobody knew he was up there.
Right.
Right.
No, therefore, nobody knew that he died.
Right.
So when they're all talking about there being 2 dead bodies already, 2 people have been killed,
ooh.
I was waiting for somebody to slip and say 3.
Okay, and that
would
have been the werewolf.
Never happened.
Right. Like,
and I wanted that to happen. I wanted that to be the reveal. I wanted that to be the tell.
Well, 3.
It's like somebody just like mentioning offhand that there were been the 3 people have been killed already when only 2 had. I think that would have been
pretty cool.
Would have been cool. Again, a little too obvious. Like, you wouldn't have had to guess anymore at that
right.
point.
Right.
But still, like, otherwise, why even have that fucking
or
guy?
Or unless Tom's was the one who slipped up, and then you had, like, a little tell from Jan that, like, everybody was surprised, but maybe Jan didn't look super surprised.
Yeah, so I thought that was a missed opportunity.
That was a missed opportunity.
Could you? I guess I'll go through it. Do you have the same?
That was my last call, too. Yeah, just talking about Pavel.
I guess I have a new
Pavel.
One. I guess I'll go with you guys. We'll go back for another round.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, jump in.
All right, great. Do you think you could fight a German Shepherd?
Yes.
A real smart one?
Yes.
And win?
Yes.
I don't think so.
No?
I'm super awkward.
So I say yes.
Use that to its advantage. Remember, it's super smart. Just ask it lots of personal questions. And so like, ooh, I think I gotta go.
Wait, like the German Shepherd in human form or like the fucking German Shepherd like attacking, trying to go for my neck?
Well, I guess, I mean, the German Shepherd as a werewolf is there to eat you, but it still has a human level intelligence, right? It just can't speak or talk.
Right. Although like, here's the thing. When the dog jumps at you.
Rah!
it's scary and it's intimidating and it's dangerous.
Yes.
But it's also kind of vulnerable in that moment because it's decided, it's fully committed to the direction it's going and the velocity that it's going.
So you could sidestep. much like
a baseball, all you have to do is hit it right.
Fair. Right in the balls. Like, I get where you're going.
So now again, I've got a pit bull at home. She gets a little rowdy sometimes. She's not attacking anybody, but she plays hard, you know. And there are times that she gets just a little rambunctious. And so I haven't had to fight my dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to have to fight my dog. She's a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. But just from my interactions with a dog that is, you know, going a little nutty.
Yeah, 80% chunky.
Yeah.
And 500% like vibrant. Just
you know, I would have to say with that experience in my back pocket,
mm-hmm.
I like my chances a little bit more than I would have before I had my dog.
Makes sense.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Right.
So like, sure, the German Shepherd might kill me or might maim me. Definitely could get a bite in and turn me into a werewolf.
Right.
That's the thing, is that like, it's not would this German Shepherd succeed in killing me. If it's just a regular German Shepherd, it might. Who knows? Who's to say? But if it's like a German Shepherd with rabies, I very well might come away from that interaction with rabies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't know that it would succeed in tearing my throat out before I subdued it.
I'd like to give you guys a quick poll. This poll is a Newsweek poll. It was taken in 2021. And this is the percentage of Americans that feel they could beat this animal in a fight.
German Shepherd or just any animal?
I'm just going to go through it. I'm going to go through it. And German Shepherd / large dog is on the list.
Okay.
A rat, 72%, meaning that 28% of people feel they could not fight and kill a rat. House cat, 69%. Goose, 61%. Meaning that there are 39% of people that feel that they could not win in a fight against a goose.
I fucking hate geese.
No, I honestly, I don't know if I'd pick me in a fight with a goose.
Yeah.
For real?
Well,
geese are nasty, man.
They're nasty, but also I'm not familiar with the goose's movements.
Right.
I feel like a dog, I have enough experience with dogs mm-hmm. that I can kind of tell what the dog's body language is doing.
49% say medium-sized dog. I don't know what a medium-sized dog is. Is that a German Shepherd or would that be a
no,
large dog?
No, okay. I think German Shepherd is a bigger dog.
Eagle, 30% of Americans feel they could fight and win against an eagle.
Okay, that's old. They are.
23%.
They are delusional.
23% of Americans feel they could win against a large dog. German Shepherd, Great Dane, things like that. 17% of Americans feel they could win in a fight against a chimpanzee.
No. Chimpanzee will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Get that on the screen. 15% of Americans feel they could win a fight against a king cobra. 14% of Americans feel they could win a fight against a kangaroo. 12% of Americans feel they could win a fight against a wolf.
Wow.
Is a black bear on the list?
It is. I'm getting there.
Okay.
Okay. 9% of Americans feel they could win in a fight against a crocodile.
No. On land or in the ocean?
Doesn't specify.
Or not in the ocean.
If you're fighting a crocodile, you're ending up in the water. Like,
you think so?
Yeah. That's what they do.
The same percent of people that feel they could win a fight against a gorilla?
No.
Is the same percent of people that feel they could win a fight against an elephant? It is 8% of Americans.
8% of Americans.
Feel they could win a fight against a gorilla and an elephant.
Well, you know what? Honestly, that makes sense to me.
Yeah,
because both of those 8% are delusional. That's the same 8%. Right.
And there's another 8% of people that feel they could fight a lion and win.
I feel like I could win against a lion before I could win against a gorilla or definitely
an elephant. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And lastly,
I don't even know why I think that, but I feel like a gorilla and an elephant are definitely unbeatable.
What's surprising to me is that there's a 2% difference between lion, elephant, gorilla, and grizzly bear. Only 6% of Americans feel they could win in a fight against a grizzly bear.
I could not win in a fight against a grizzly bear. A black bear, maybe we could talk.
But I don't know if I'd put a grizzly bear above a gorilla or an elephant.
I'd put the grizzly bear in the same category as the gorilla.
Yeah.
The thing is,
but I mean, the gorilla is the grizzly bear. I've seen The Revenant.
If you grab 20 people, American people. One of them, on average, feels that they could fight and win against a grizzly bear.
Yeah, I don't know. What were the lowest one? I don't know. I mean, I guess I could beat a rat.
You could beat a rat?
Yeah, I'm trying to feel like where I would lie. Well,
let's go through. You could beat a rat. Could you beat a house cat?
I think I could beat a house cat.
A goose?
Nope. There, I'm done.
Okay,
I'm
so out. You're done at goose.
See, again, Liam? The rat, here's the thing about the rat.
Yeah.
Is I don't know how I would go about fighting the rat.
Right, yeah, like, that's a good point, too. Like, if the
rat really wished me harm.
Like, you and a rat in an arena.
Yeah, me and a rat, well, but, like not fucking, only that, but, like, the rat.
They're fucking spry, too, they're, right?
They're fast, they're shifty, yeah. They're small.
Yeah.
So I would, like, be attacking with disadvantage, right?
Right.
Yes, I guess you're right, yeah.
So,
yeah,
I mean, that's,
yeah.
Like, I don't, if the rat wished me harm, it could definitely do harm to me, I think.
Goose?
Goose, I don't think so. I think that's a big ask.
Medium-sized dog?
Medium-sized dog, I could win.
Eagle?
No.
No way.
Large dog?
I wouldn't even see the eagle coming.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I think people are underestimating an eagle.
Mm-hmm. Brits, on average, have a difference of about 5 to 10% lower than Americans when it comes to
cocky.
Yeah, specifically against the goose.
Geese are nasty. They really, man.
Like, over 60% of Americans feel they could take a goose. Only about a little over 40% of British people.
Also, is this hand-to-hand combat? Goose.
Yes, it's unarmed.
Ooh, yeah.
The idea that there's...
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Right. Most
yeah.
of the... Like,
I assumed it was, but I assumed, that's a good...
I assumed as well, but, like, I don't know, like...
I'm gonna punch a gorilla?
Yeah, no. Right? No, you're not. Dude, yeah, no, they're much stronger, even a chimpanzee, much stronger, has no hesitation, is erratic,
super agile, you can't
tell what they're doing, they have opposable toes, like the whole shit.
Right, they basically have five limbs
they can choke, that can take you. Yeah, and that dick.
Well, I was thinking tail, but well, okay.
Chimps don't really have
dick is actually smaller.
Chimps don't have tails?
No.
Oh, I guess they don't. No, they don't. You're right.
Gorilla doesn't have huge dome.
Now, is orangutan on there? Because you cannot fuck with an orangutan.
It will kill you.
It won't even break a sweat. Like,
give it a sword, you're fucked.
Without the sword, like just an orangutan with its huge fucking arms will just whoop your ass.
Yeah. Gigantic.
I did have we one don't more talk last call.
About the orangutan.
We don't talk about the orangutan. So you guys, Lauren, you're not part of the 23% of Americans that feel they could take a large dog.
No.
Would you say large dog or wolf is what this thing is? Wolf, right?
Is what it's supposed
this
to be.
Is, I mean, this so is this supposed is to be a werewolf.
It's supposed to
this
be a werewolf. A
German shepherd.
But it's a German shepherd.
So 12% feel they could take a wolf. 23% feel they could take a large
dog. So here's the thing. Are we talking in a fight to the death?
Yeah.
I think the dog would probably kill me just because I don't know if I would actually kill it.
Yeah.
Like, because the only way I'm killing a dog is strangling it.
No, you could...
Yeah, I mean, snap the neck, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's hands around the neck.
Yeah.
No, you put your hands immediately in its mouth and then grab and then just rip those motherfuckers apart.
Yeah, no, I can't. Yeah, I can't see myself doing that.
I could do it.
That's fair, but I'm saying I can't see that actually being a thing that I do.
I could take a bear.
Now, if you give me a sword,
oh yeah,
that changes.
I'm
things.
Ready to go now.
Or a baseball bat.
Right.
You know what's weird is I think I would prefer a baseball bat to a sword.
Yeah. It depends on the animal.
Yeah, I don't know. A baseball bat, I feel like it's going to take more effort.
I do feel the gorilla would take that shit from me and then beat me.
Yeah, that is 100% true.
Give me but that no, shit. Like, see how it feels,
again, not a grizzly bear, but a black bear I could probably take with a baseball bat.
You could take a black bear with a baseball
they're
bat.
They're not big. Yeah,
black bears, and they're not they're like, the stoners of the bear aggressive. Community. Like, yeah.
They're just like, hey, man, you got any food? And then it's just like...
It's like they're not, why, a black bear is not going to attack me. Why are you hitting me?
A black bear would absolutely dismantle you, dude. No.
I don't know, man.
No.
I don't know.
No. 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 Absolutely
they're
not.
Little. They're not big.
No. No, Liam.
They're just hanging out.
No.
They're looking for Cheetos. They're going through your trash.
No. No.
Chris and I think it was a black bear. Chris and I had an encounter with a black bear. in Yosemite when we were.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think we were hiking Yosemite. I don't think we were hiking Half Dome at that point, but we were on a hike, and it went. It got dark fast because it was like one of those things
like,
where,
as in the night got dark or the like, situation got
what
dark.
What we realized we were in got like turned quickly because we we saw a little cub fall out of a tree.
No. Oh yeah, no, that's bad. And if a cub's involved, I'm out.
Time to go.
We were like, we saw a little cub fall out of a tree, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's so cute. And I was like, oh. Then I saw the mama, and I was like.
Yeah, no, if there's a cub involved,
you're done, you're out.
All bets are. I'm just running.
I'm just saying, you hit a black bear.
I think
in the
it was a black bear. We'll have
baseball
to see if
bat,
Chris
it
remembers.
Turns into the mama bear situation where he's like, no, you know what? I'm just going to fuck you up.
And yeah, they weren't, they weren't far from us. I mean, maybe 50 feet. Like,
holy
they weren't,
shit.
They weren't far.
No, no, no.
But I mean, definitely not a grizzly.
No,
no
yeah,
way,
no,
shape,
they'll,
or form.
They'll kill you. Yeah. No. Kodiaks? Oof.
But
like, most bears, even with a gun, I think I'm losing.
Oh yeah, you should think that. You should run from a bear.
No, you're not supposed to run from a bear. You're supposed to make eye contact and back away real slow. You're supposed to let it know that you see it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so it
interesting. I don't
so
think
it
we
doesn't
realized
think
that.
You have the element. It doesn't think that you're like unaware. Mm-hmm. You're just supposed to like back away real slow.
I don't think the I'll be interested to hear if he remembers.
That's what I've always been told, though. I'm not a bear expert.
I thought you weren't supposed to make eye contact.
Well, I don't know about making eye contact, but like you're supposed to like face
not
it and back
run.
Away.
Definitely not run.
Don't run because then you're prey.
And that was what we did. We kind of, and I don't
is
know
run
if
or back
she
away?
No we. We went in the opposite direction that she was going slowly.
Sounds best.
But I don't think she really even acknowledged that we were there. But we realized that she could have. You know what I mean? Like, it was,
Yeesh.
But it was really cute seeing that little bear fall out of a tree.
Just saying, I've seen the edge. So, like...
I'm giving it a 2.
Okay.
It's getting a 2. 1 for Peter Cushing. And 1 for the idea that someone here, that he feels, that this dude feels he could fight a werewolf, which I think is higher than grizzly, because you need a special weapon to kill
even
this.
Even with a gun.
And even
well,
with the
need...
special weapon, he sucked.
He
sucked
bad.
At his job.
So
he was
I'm
really
just
bad.
Saying, he lost, he always lost.
So clearly he got... So he wasn't really a hunter. He was just a fucker. And
yeah,
like he just got, and like, I guess like
fancied
he must
himself
be,
a hunter.
He must be really good in bed because to the point where
hunt with this dick,
hunt with his dick. Cause clearly he was such a good fucker.
Yeah.
That he made everyone believe he was a good hunter.
Absolutely.
That's and all he's like, yes, to. Whatever you say. I had a little call, and by fucker I mean like
one who fucks
Deus ex him.
I had a last call that I forgot about, so I'll just go right into my review from that.
Do it.
He didn't get bit.
He got scratched.
He
right?
got scratched, which is fair. Like,
but
we
I mean,
have established.
I thought it was. Did he not get bit? Like, I mean, it didn't scratch him with his teeth?
Maybe. It
like, those were
like,
they were scratches,
like
but like,
claw
it was
marks
also
to
where.
Me.
I don't know. It very well could have been claw marks, but I thought he was.
Which, and like, it's fine. Like, he's still going to become
teeth.
A werewolf. We have
we
established.
We were going to wait a day, though. We weren't going to wait, like, one day to be like, huh.
Like, she got blood in her cut.
Right, so we established that it's gonna do it. Like, it's gonna make, he's
yeah,
gonna
yeah, this is some,
change.
Like, 28
like,
days
you know,
later zombie
but,
kind of
oh
shit.
My goodness, though, but he is, like, the fucker.
He is the fucker.
And this is kind of like an STD.
It all comes back around.
It all comes back around. 3.75.
Wow!
That is a big score.
I really like this movie. I really like this movie. I
wowzers.
Like, are you going to show this to other people? Like,
I might show it to Kylan. I might show it to my kid. I liked this movie a lot. I thought it was fun. I thought it was different in a good way. Like, I thought it was it was fresh. And like, I really liked it. I thought it had good perspective. It had a lot of messy things. Like, for sure, it's not a perfect movie, but it had me from the beginning. Love the werewolf break. I love the mystery element to it. I just thought it owned what it was, and it did a really good job with it. So that's where I'm going.
Nice.
I'm going to go 2.5.
How am I shitting on this movie?
Well, because it the movie does deserve to be shit on. It's not good. But I'm
going to get higher than I am.
Yeah. Because I enjoyed it more than you did, I think.
I think you're right.
I think I enjoyed it more than you did.
I think you're right.
I don't think I'll watch it again.
No.
I will 100% watch this movie again. I might watch it tomorrow.
I can't see myself being like, you know what?
She it's said Friday. Spitefully.
Let's watch The Beast Must Die. Like, that's, I can't really see myself being in the mood to watch this again. But I enjoyed watching it that time that I watched it. So, yeah, I'm going to go 2.5.
This is such a good movie to put on during a Halloween party.
You definitely fucked at this during a Halloween party.
Oh, yeah.
And take a werewolf break.
You know what? This would get more if it had titties in it.
Fair. I would have given it so much more if I had seen Davinia's titties. That'd have been like 3.5.
Dude, you want to see her titties? You're not even getting her name right.
I have found that's not a big deal.
Shaggy's like, it actually helps.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Rolling.
257. It's
Eli. The Book of Eli, starring Denzel Washington.
It's not the Book of Eli.
I'm sorry. It's There Will Be Blood featuring Eli.
It's not that movie either.
No.
It's Eli.
You boy.
I think this one's on Netflix.
Yeah. 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 It looks good. It looks like a Gustav Klimt like poster. If you look at it, it just says Eli, and there's this like really cool poster. I don't know what the fuck it's about, but it looks really dope. Wait, I have a description. It's they're curing some kid's disease and then things go wrong. Okay.
Ooh.
Sounds like a zombie movie.
I added it.
Ooh, did you?
Yeah.
Am I right? Is it a zombie movie?
I don't know. Wait, I'm what? Trying to remember why I added it, but I guess we'll talk about that next time. But no, probably because it has to involve, it involves sickness.
And you're down with that?
Down with the sickness.
Ooh, because if you spell Eli backwards, it's ill.
No, it's not. It's Isle.
Which is...
So thank you for joining us for another fun-filled episode of Fright Club, fans. If you have any thoughts on this film, or anything, really, just whatever you want to do, you just join us on the Facebook, in our Facebook group, the Fright Pub Podcast Juice Posting Morgue, and we have a lot of fun over there. It's a good time, and you should do that. Also, if you want to swing on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you're getting your podcasts, if it allows you to leave a rating and a review, you should leave us a 5-star rating and review, because we really like it. Yeah, so join us next week.
Do you think for the holidays Apple should call itself like Cranapple?
No.
Welcome to Cranapple Podcast.
No.
So apple we'll pie? Talk to you next apple week.
Pie? Ooh, apple pie.
Next week when we discuss Eli. And yeah, that's what we're gonna do. And until then,
please podcast responsibly.
Stay frighty. One of you will.
This is the werewolf break. Have you guessed who the werewolf is? Is it Paul Foot? Jan? Davina? Dr. Lundgren? Caroline? You have 30 seconds to give your answer.